Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into something really fascinating from the world of prostate cancer research.
Yeah, this is actually pretty groundbreaking stuff. We're talking about cancer dormancy, which is kind of this mysterious phase where cancer cells just pause.
Right, like they're hiding out, waiting. And the scary part, they can stay dormant for years, even decades, and then suddenly wake up and cause metastasis.
Exactly. So this study we're looking at today focuses on prostate cancer and how these cells become dormant, especially in the bone, because that's where prostate cancer loves to spread.
And here's the cool part. Researchers found a key player in this whole dormancy process, a protein called PRDM16.
PRDM16. Okay, so what does this protein actually do?
Well, it's a transcription factor, which means it controls the activity of other genes. And what they discovered is that when prostate cancer cells enter dormancy, PRDM16 levels shoot up.
Interesting. So it's like a master switch that tells the cancer cells to go into sleep mode.
Pretty much. The researchers used both mouse and human prostate cancer cell lines to test this. They created dormant cells in the lab by basically stressing them out. Serum deprivation, high cell density, that kind of thing.
So they starved the cells, essentially?
Yeah, exactly. And under those conditions, the cells form these clusters and stop dividing. But here's the thing. They stayed alive. They didn't die. They just waited.
Wow. And they could reawaken them later?
Yep. Even after more than 3 weeks. Just add serum back and boom, they start growing again. But while they were dormant, PRDM16 was highly expressed.
That's wild. So then what did they do to confirm PRDM16 was really the key factor here?
Great question. They did a couple of things. First, they used RNA sequencing to look at gene expression in active versus dormant cells across multiple cell lines.
Okay, so they were comparing what genes were turned on or off in each state.
Right. And out of all the genes they looked at, only 14 were consistently upregulated in dormant cells across all the cell lines. And PRDM16 was one of them.
So, it's not just a random finding. It's consistent across different models.
Exactly. And then they took it further. They silenced PRDM16 using siRNA, and guess what? The cells couldn't form dormant clusters as effectively, and they were more likely to die.
So without PRDM16, they lose that survival advantage during dormancy.
Yep. And on the flip side, when they overexpressed PRDM16, the cells formed more dormant clusters and survived better under stress.
Okay. So that's pretty solid evidence that PRDM16 is driving this dormancy program. But what about in vivo? Did they test this in actual animals?
They did. And this is where it gets really interesting. They used a technique called intra-iliac artery injection to deliver cancer cells directly into the bone marrow of mice.
Wait, so they injected the cells right into the blood vessels that feed the bone?
Exactly. This mimics how cancer cells naturally spread to the bone. And what they found was that dormant cells stayed dormant in the bone microenvironment, while active cells quickly formed tumors.
So, the dormancy wasn't just an in vitro artifact. It actually persisted in a living system.
Right. And when they looked at the bone tissue, they found that the dormant cells were highly positive for PRDM16. The active growing tumors? Not so much.
That's a really strong correlation. So PRDM16 expression is basically a marker of dormancy in these cells.
Absolutely. And here's something even more clinically relevant. They looked at patient data. Patients with high PRDM16 expression in their primary tumors had significantly less disease recurrence after surgery.
Wow. So PRDM16 might actually be protective in some way?
It seems like it. The idea is that cells with high PRDM16 are more likely to stay dormant and not cause metastasis. So it could potentially be used as a biomarker to predict which patients are at higher risk of relapse.
That's huge. I mean, if doctors could identify patients with low PRDM16 expression, they could monitor them more closely, or maybe even intervene earlier.
Exactly. But there's more. The researchers also dug into the mechanism, how PRDM16 actually causes dormancy.
Okay, so what did they find?
They found that PRDM16 binds to the promoter region of a gene called RB1. RB1 is a really important tumor suppressor that controls cell cycle progression.
Right, RB1 is like the brakes on cell division, basically. So PRDM16 is basically hitting the brakes on cell division by turning up RB1.
Yep. And they also saw that PRDM16 correlates with phosphorylation of RB1 at specific sites, which further inhibits cell cycle progression.
Okay. So there's a whole cascade of events here. PRDM16 goes up, RB1 goes up, cell division stops, and the cells survive in a dormant state.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is that this dormancy program can be sustained even in the harsh bone microenvironment, which is where prostate cancer typically metastasizes.
So these cells are basically hiding out in the bone, waiting for the right conditions to wake up and start growing again.
Right. And the researchers also tested what happens if you disturb the bone, like with an injury. They found that injury could actually wake the dormant cells up.
That's concerning. So trauma or inflammation in the bone could trigger metastatic outgrowth.
It looks that way. In their experiments, mice that received bone injuries had more metastatic outbreaks compared to those that didn't.
Wow. So this really underscores the importance of understanding dormancy and finding ways to either keep these cells asleep or eliminate them entirely.
Absolutely. And the study suggests that targeting PRDM16 or its downstream pathways could be a potential therapeutic strategy.
Although, targeting transcription factors is notoriously difficult, right?
Yeah, it's challenging. But there are emerging technologies like PROTX, proteolysis-targeting chimeras, that could potentially degrade PRDM16.
Okay, so there's hope on the horizon. And in the meantime, PRDM16 could be used as a biomarker to identify patients at risk.
Exactly. The authors also suggest that PRDM16 could be detected in circulating tumor cells or CTC clusters in the blood, which would be less invasive than bone biopsies.
That would be huge for patient monitoring. I mean, being able to track dormancy status from a simple blood draw could really change how we manage prostate cancer.
For sure. And this study also highlights the importance of the bone microenvironment in maintaining dormancy. Factors like BMP7, which is secreted by bone cells, can actually induce PRDM16 expression.
So the bone itself is kind of complicit in keeping these cells dormant.
In a way, yeah. The bone provides signals that help the cancer cells survive in a dormant state. But if those signals change, like through injury or inflammation, the cells can wake up.
It's like a delicate balance, and understanding that balance is key to preventing metastatic relapse.
Absolutely. And I think one of the strengths of this study is that they used multiple cell lines in both in vitro and in vivo models to validate their findings.
Yeah, that really strengthens the conclusions. It's not just one cell line or one experimental setup. It's consistent across the board.
Right. And they also looked at patient data, which adds clinical relevance, so it's not just a lab phenomenon. It has real-world implications.
Definitely. So to wrap up, what are the key takeaways from this study?
Well, first, PRDM16 is a major regulator of prostate cancer dormancy. It keeps cells in a non-dividing survival state by controlling genes like RB1.
Second, PRDM16 expression correlates with better outcomes in patients, lower recurrence rates after surgery.
And third, PRDM16 could potentially be used as a biomarker to identify patients at risk of metastatic relapse, and it might even be a therapeutic target in the future.
So overall, this is a really exciting step forward in understanding prostate cancer dormancy and potentially preventing metastasis.
Absolutely. And I think it opens up a lot of new avenues for research and clinical applications.
For sure. All right, that's it for today's episode of the Origene Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks everyone. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and share it with your colleagues. We'll catch you next time.